For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
This conversation can always go very dark, and we always can feel very hopeless. But I tell you, as I'm watching this happen, I actually am seeing more hope. When we together as a country unite,
great,
and they're doing that, and stop the party line, all of this, whether it's right or left, matters. We can change things. And so
yes,
at the end of the day, I'm exhausted and we're having a conversation like this. I'm like, oh, where are we going to go? But there, I just see this moment. I don't know where we've been. You know, I always have my political allegory theory of the Wizard of Oz, the book written by L. Frank Baum.
Sure.
And somewhere along the road, we got comfortable, complacent. Maybe we bought the bullshit or an illusion, but there is something happening out there. And I'm experiencing it through all of these collective voices coming in and watching them all stand up for themselves. That we are now going, yo, the stakes are too high. I'm not going here again. And I'm going to remember something in this AI world. Remember, it's a machine. They're thinking again. They're feeling again. And they're finding their courage again. And for me, that is the hope.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Lincoln Project Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Rick Wilson. I hope you guys are having a great day. Before we get started, I would really love for everybody to click that like and subscribe button on whatever app you're listening to. It always helps us. I am absolutely over the moon to have Aaron Brockovich on with us today. Aaron has been a fighter for consumers in this country, for victims, for folks who have been on the receiving end of corporate malfeasance in this country for a very long time. And today, our topic of conversation is the growing scourge of data centers in this country. And Aaron is leading the fight to make sure that people are aware of what's happening, the harm they can cause, the economic and social and community damage they can cause. So Aaron, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I want to ask you right off the bat, what led you to the data center fight?
Well, hello to you. And thank you so much for having me on. And that's a great question, because it started, you know, it's so strange for me how this started, because it kind of takes me back to exactly how the Hinckley, California case started. And it began on an early morning, checking my emails, and I have 30 individual emails from 30 different people reporting the same concern from the same town.
Right.
So the minute that happens for me, I'm like, huh? That's kind of a pattern. And two, I was like, these data centers, what is this? So I just set out to do my research, and I like to build maps. And for me, I need to see the big picture. I need to see the bird's eye view. You know, we all get in our bubble, and I say that because so do I. And we may think that something's just happening in one backyard. And what I wasn't anticipating when I did the map to just put out there to give people a place to self-report what was happening in their backyard. I've learned for 30 years when communities are joined together and they're reporting the same issue, they're not lying. Something's going on. And oftentimes we think, oh, it's just a one-off, you're nuts, whatever people want to say. No, they're not. What absolutely shocked me when I launched the map was it crashed twice. And within 72 hours, I went, oh my God, this isn't happening in one town. It's happening right in every county, every town, every city in the entire country.
Right. And Aaron, this is something that people are, it feels to me like they just become aware of it in the last 6 to 10 months, and like suddenly in their face everywhere, because the scope of this effort by AI data companies to build these gigantic buildings, and folks, there's one that was proposed in North Florida that was the footprint would have been 80 Walmarts. I don't know how many square foot that comes out to, but that seems like a lot to this country boy. So, but Aaron, this sudden awareness of it is because the problem is so widespread. These guys want to build these things everywhere all the time. Who are the folks that are driving this in that AI industry that are they subcontracting out these things? Or are they building them under the name of OpenAI or X or Elon Musk or, you know, XAI or whatever? Or is it like hidden behind some corporate shielding?
All three. We're seeing all three. So as people started to report to me, and I'm learning and taking in data as they report, I'm reading every email that comes in, and it's kind of takes me through from proposal state to construction state,
right,
to up and running state. And the first thing that every single person reports is this was done under the cloak of night.
Yes.
Non-disclosures. Nobody
NDAs for days.
Had any idea.
Laura tells us the data center emits a low hum 24/7, and it's not just the noise taking a toll. She says in the last year, her average electricity bill has spiked 23%.
And how do you budget when it's changing that much in one year?
You can't.
And the electric company warned prices could rise even more.
They need more power at the data centers.
We need clarity, and we need it now, because we are not going to pay double the amount of our utility bills. Do you understand that?
I had no choice. And basically they're saying that if you don't agree, we'll take it by eminent domain.
They'll just take over your land.
Yeah, and we'll fight it to the end.
And so everyone's upset. Hey, wait, I didn't even get a vote at this. I didn't even get a seat at the table. What's going on? Because I don't want this. And then we're also seeing reports of people talking about it's going under shell names or different names or, it's a warehouse. And then we're seeing reports where data centers are proposed or under construction or up and running under Google. It's Google. It's Amazon. It's right. Meta. So it's actually all three that you were just talking about.
For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Most people don't realize how much of their personal information is being bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions, pulling details about you from public records and the internet, then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, and even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, all backed by 24/7 US-based fraud support. Other companies might just sell credit monitoring or just a VPN. Aura gives you all of it, together, at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/ready. Protect yourself now at aura.com/ready.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
So that's fascinating to me because I spoke to someone here in North Florida recently who was dealing with it. Came into the city of that he represented, and it was cloaked in 1,000 layers of NDAs, and it's like. They wanted everybody in the permitting process to be covered by a private NDA when they were applying for a public permit. It strikes me that when you're trying to hide that much information for something that is not a trade secret,
right.
These are big buildings that suck down a lot of power and water and have a lot of racks of computers, and it's not nuclear weapons.
You've probably driven by one of these massive but very nondescript data centers. We all rely on the digital services these facilities provide, but very few of us understand how they actually work, much less get a chance to see the inside. A single file turnstile, card swipes, and a biometric scan. And once you're inside with the vast expanse of servers, you have to be careful around the surrounding cages. Just touching one of them sets off a building-wide alarm.
AI has become a core part of what's driving a lot of the utilization.
Think of data centers like digital airports, directing and processing billions of data flights every second all around the world.
When people hear cloud, they think about some, you know, object in the ether. Cloud has to physically live somewhere, and it lives in data centers.
So why the NDAs? It strikes me that they know what the impacts are going to be on the community. I want to break those down with you because you've talked about the unbelievable water usage, the noise and the community disruption, and the incredible amount of power and electricity these things take down. So talk to us about like what these impacts are. If a data center comes to your neighborhood, what happens?
Well, first of all, shock for most of them. There's a place where on the upfront, once they find out that there's a non-disclosure, they start to activate. And they start to, you know, organize with each other. This isn't what they want. They start talking. They want to show up to city council. And this early stage is where we're seeing actual moratoriums happening. This has escalated pretty fast. So now we are seeing city councils going, wait a minute, we're going to take a pause here. We need to know more information. But yeah, we're also seeing some of the city councils that took a pause. But then the big company comes in and sues the city council for $100 million. They can't withstand that. So the moratorium is off.
Right.
And so this very early stage is about the NDAs. The second one that we're noticing in stats from people coming in is water. They're absolutely concerned about water consumption. And for the ones up and running, they're concerned about their well water levels have dropped. They're having to drill new wells. Their water pressure has dropped. They're just getting a trickle of water. They're very concerned about the loss of the water, you know, in the creeks and the rivers and the tributaries and their nature and their backyard and their sanctuary.
Aquifers, I'm sure.
And they also worry, could this water be polluted? And now they worry about their health. And what's come quickly behind that is electrical cost. And so I have people reporting that their electrical bills are doubling and tripling from, you know, $84 a month to $480 a month. And right behind that, you're now seeing water utilities going up. So if the top three off the top that is consistent across the country, and I do find this interesting from a bipartisan level, if you will, because it's red and blue states.
Oh, yeah.
And this is up for grabs for every one of us. And this is where I think it's going to get really real, really fast, and really intense. We're not talking about one utility and one aquifer in one town. Right. We're talking about all of our resources everywhere at once. And
yep.
They're coming in fighting for it. And what they're fighting for is humanity. What are we possibly thinking if we lose all of our land and water and air resources and our wildlife and the environment? It's a road to nowhere. And so I'm seeing this surge, and the top three concerns over and over again: non-disclosure, water resources, land resources, electrical grid. We don't have an infrastructure to support this, and they're paying the cost at every level. Economically, diminution of property value, and they're very precious water, land, and air resources.
One of the things that I was told by an elected official just the other day in Florida was, when they came to them, they said, well, part of our deal with you, we're gonna bring you so much tax revenue from this property. And then they asked for a tax abatement for 30 years on the property. And they were like, oh, it's so many jobs. And then it's like, well, how many really is it? And it turned out to be about 15 jobs in a building that was going to eat up 90 acres. And then they said, oh, and by the way, we have to have a deal with your utility provider where we can preempt any other power. Is that a common thing? Because when people don't get that, if the data center preempts your power, and let's say the grid is overwhelmed one day, you don't get air conditioning or lights, they do.
Correct. We are seeing way more exact to that conversation, many people reporting it. And behind that, what they're starting to report is power outages, power surges, or the power goes down. And that's becoming a much larger conversation. Again, you almost have to peel back the very layers of what's happening and what got put under non-disclosure. And the more you kind of peel it back, everyone's asking the same question. What is the rush? This is like the gold rush. Or why are you doing this secretly? If it's no big deal, be up front with us. And I do get concerned, you know, with all the land grabs. Are mineral rights getting bought too? Water rights getting bought too? And who's going to end up owning the water? So people are very concerned about that. And as we peel back the layers and this goes on each step of the way, precisely about transmission lines that are coming through, attaching to the power grid. Now they have, like up in Tahoe, you know, you're out. 50,000 people, go find your own source now.
In what really seems like a David versus Goliath story, a cluster of data centers have swooped in to swipe power away from nearly 50,000 Americans who live in the Lake Tahoe area. Here's what's going on. NV Energy, which has been supplying power to Lake Tahoe since 2009 through a company called Liberty Utilities, notified that company this week that it's ditching those 49,000 customers, leaving them potentially with no electricity whatsoever by May of 2027. NV Energy basically told Liberty Utilities, all of our available wattage is going to data centers, so figure out your own electricity. Now, this story, of course, has drawn a lot of attention and criticism.
Yep. Good luck.
Yeah, you're adding on to a grid system and an infrastructure system that can't be supported. So I'm seeing more and more of those comments coming. And I'm seeing more and more city council members, by the way, in the planning phase, asking more specific questions about that. And if they don't have an answer to it or another resource, they're gonna get a ban or a moratorium.
So obviously this is a necessity for the AI industry to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I think has become so deceptive about it is they're promising these communities big economic benefits, but they're just not there. They're not not even on net. There's no net at all. But even on the front end, these data centers actually are very few jobs are involved in these, except for the front end construction jobs.
Correct. And more and more people are reporting that as well at that on the up and running front. Now that the construction's over and it's up and running, they're not even seeing any economic benefit whatsoever. And people don't have jobs and they're not getting answers. So that is becoming, again, this is just blossoming into such an economic issue, an infrastructure issue, all of our resources issues at once. And all those reports, you know, every day the stats are changing for me from self-reporting to as they go through the process, oh, Now, this is a problem. What started with one problem has now become multiple problems. And they are definitely reporting they're not seeing the economic effect.
You know, one of the things, you know, I was very heartened right up. I live in North Florida, and there's a small county just to the south of us that is considered very red and voted like 80% for Donald Trump. And last night they came out and put a moratorium on data centers.
Correct.
They're like, this will destroy our water supply. This will destroy our lands. We're an agricultural county. And you're talking about buying up the best land in the county along the river to suck it dry.
Yes.
And the thing that swung the deal there, though, apparently, was they also realized that these things are like a jet, like, no, not like a jet engine.
No,
like 50 jet engines going at one
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
talk to us about that noise profile of these things, because it's crazy.
People say it's mind-bending. It's mind-altering. I'm going insane. I feel like I'm going insane. They're noticing disruption in the wildlife. They are reporting racing hearts. They're reporting lack of sleep. And they're reporting it's indescribable.
From his Aurora backyard, John Mars can see the massive data centers along Deal Road and hear them as well.
Like rushing traffic. If you were to go stand out on the interstate at rush hour when cars were moving, constant noise. It feels like where we thought we moved and are living the dream where we are, it's now turned into a nightmare, to be honest. We want the noise to stop. We want our dream back, which was where we're at, the property that we have and the home that we live in. We want to live in peace again.
Not just right close, a mile out, two miles out. It is a constant roar, hum,
whine,
like, and all they can say is like, they feel like, some people say, I want to scratch the inside of my brain out.
Yeah.
And it's not for 30 minutes. This is 24/7.
Yep. They never shut off.
They never
and
shut
folks,
off.
And folks, the one of the reasons these things do this, both the cooling systems and in many cases, they can't get enough power off the grid, so they're running turbine generators on
correct.
These properties
yep. yes.
that are using, I mean, the ones that Elon Musk has for XAI in Memphis
yes.
are running off methane gas.
Yes.
And so we've got a whole nother set of pollution questions going
absolutely.
On with that. But the sound apparently is once people know how loud they are, that's the deal killer, because it's not just abstract. It's not like, well, the water's going to be gone someday soon, or it's going to cause lower pressure maybe next week, maybe next month, maybe not at all. The sound is what freaks the people out about these things. And I can tell you, you're absolutely right. This is not red or blue anymore.
Nope.
In America.
No. Nope.
People from the most conservative places in the country, like Utah, are fighting back against these.
Absolutely.
And from the most progressive places in the country are fighting against these.
Absolutely.
It's rare in this country for anything to span the partisan divide, but this does.
For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Most people don't realize how much of their personal information is being bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions, pulling details about you from public records and the internet, then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance. All backed by 24/7 US-based fraud support. Other companies might sell just credit monitoring or just a VPN. Aura gives you all of it, together, at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/ready. Protect yourself now at aura.com/ready.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This conversation can always go very dark, and we always can feel very hopeless. But I tell you, as I'm watching this happen, I actually am seeing more hope. When we together as a country unite,
great,
and they're doing that, and stop the party line, all of this, whether it's right or left, matters. We can change things. And so
yes,
at the end of the day, I'm exhausted and we're having a conversation like this. I'm like, oh, fuck, where are we going to go? But there, I just see this moment. I don't know where we've been. You know, I always have my political allegory theory of the Wizard of Oz, the book written by L. Frank Baum.
Sure.
And somewhere along the road, we got comfortable, complacent. Maybe we bought the bullshit or an illusion, but there is something happening out there. And I'm experiencing it through all of these collective voices coming in and watching them all stand up for themselves. That we are now going, yo, the stakes are too high. I'm not going here again. And I'm going to remember something in this AI world. Remember, it's a fucking machine. They're thinking again. They're feeling again. And they're finding their courage again. And for me, that is the hope.
Right. And that's really your story arc from your beginning.
Right.
Is you helped people find the courage to stand up against what looked like absolutely overwhelming odds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that to me is why you're perfect for this. You're like built for this fight.
Well, and even in Hinckley, there were people who voted red and they voted blue. And, you know, that argument's just got to stop. It doesn't matter. And, you know, in the AI data center, look at all those ranchers down in Texas. And many of them, you know, may be part of a Republican Party. But they're going, oh, no, no, no. No,
yeah,
no, this is
here,
a game
Chief.
Changer right now.
On a 70-acre ranch in Henderson County, the warning bell sounds close to home. Now, Michelle Anderson raises Texas Longhorns at Triple N Ranch and says what may be built across the road could change life here.
It's going to affect their reproduction. It's going to affect, you know, their water.
A Kansas company called Diode Ventures wants to build a data center on more than 700 acres. It didn't respond to our request for comment. The site just outside Anderson's front gate.
Since they're directly across the street, I'd like for them to pick up the phone and give us a call.
Like I said, the things that are happening where I live in the reddest part of the state, in North Florida, which is, as we like to say, Southern Alabama, it is the objections are coming just as hot from very conservative, red, Republican, whatever you want to call it, Trump, whatever you want to call those areas. Those people they're seeing the same risk that everybody else is seeing in blue areas and purple areas, because the purpose of an AI data center, folks, is not just to help AI companies do something clever with AI. It's to transfer your wealth and your property, essentially, to a small number of companies. And they want to they want to change the world by not only making us give up our sanity and our water and our electricity, but also to take away the jobs that millions of Americans rely on by replacing them with AI.
Absolutely. And, you know, AI is one thing. I think that genie's left the bottle. But the data centers to feed the beast, There is no economic upside to that. And even listening to the ranchers, that's their economic side. Is the cattle, is the dairy, is the farmers, is the growing food. Well, that's decimated. So you are taking away their economic potential. You are taking away every single resource and what's going to be left. And so you get this flip side. Oh, it's going to be good for the economy and it's going to build jobs and stuff. But that is little in comparison to everything else away in an economic base that you are taking away.
And the irony is that the data center industry is selling something in the short term that, oh, these construction jobs. Folks, the construction job lasts about 90 to 100 days when they're building these data centers. And when they're gone, they're gone. That's it. The other thing is, you know, after the 100 workers are finished building, the 12 people that have jobs in a data center or 15 people have jobs in a data center, they're not high-paid jobs. They're not making up for the economic harm in the community. And they're not replacing the thing you can't get back. You can't get that water back. You can't get that land back. You can't get that the sanity of a quiet neighborhood back. You
can't get your sanctuary back.
Right.
Which is all of ours. And it is in our backyard. And it is surrounding us. And it is being taken from us. And so that's where I said the stakes are too high. And I do have people already reporting diminution in property values. I remember going back in Hinckley from the beginning to the end. And the property values out there were now $1.
Right. Right.
So how's that going to work out for us?
It is. I can see causes of action bubbling up in this thing all over the place. And that, which is another reason why in the state of Florida, the data center guys last year tried and did not get it. They wanted like basically immunity from everything. They wanted to be, you know, we're a special industry for national security because we have to beat China. But so we don't want to be able to be sued no matter what we do wrong. That did not work out for them, but they'll come back and try it again. And they do have, these people do have a lot of political and financial and legal power behind them. But as you point out, Aaron, communities are stopping these things.
They are.
People are fighting these things.
They are. And so, you know, I had pulled up, you know, based on individual reporting from the real people living the real experience, we're looking at 25 projects canceled due to local opposition, 69 active moratoriums, and that number's climbing. It's just changing every day. And looking at a total investment block of $156 billion.
You know, I think one of the things that we also are going to see as people start to say no, you and other people are going to teach them how to say no better.
Correct.
To not fall for a lot of the bullshit tricks and the lines and the talking points that these guys are very, very quick to dump out there. In one community that I talked to somebody from North Carolina, they're like, oh, it'll be like Silicon Valley is coming to North Carolina. No, it's not. Just the ugly, loud, noisy electricity taking, water taking part of Silicon Valley. There's no good jobs based on this or anything else.
No. And, you know, people, I think we often underestimate our communities and our people. And, you know, they're very connected at a whole lot of levels. And I think this came for a point for them, too. The first thing, you know, it's interesting. I watch all of these things going on and some of the big tech people going, I should have handled this differently on the upfront. You think so? Because I have read that Microsoft, what? Is getting rid of all the NDAs. On the second you do that, that's where you're going to really rattle the community. And if there's anything I've learned in 30 years, communities can handle the truth. They cannot and they will not handle the lie or the deception. That's the problem every single time.
Well, this is a giant political issue now. I know that a lot of people in both parties are watching it closely. I know that a lot of people are fighting it at the grassroots level. And Aaron, you're building tools to help them do that. Talk to us about how people can report the data center stuff that is happening in their community. Talk to them about how they can get involved with you and how they can start to connect with other people that are also fighting this fight.
So those are all things, again, you know, so we're just going to start doing overlays on the map. So earlier in the week, what we did was we took NOAA's map of the drought-stricken states. More drought-stricken states I learned through the NOAA map than I thought were there. And then we overlay where the data centers are. What? How's this going to work out for us? There's already drought restriction and you're going to build a data center. So that is one thing, just to give them information so they have a better site so they can ask better questions.
Right.
Tonight, our plans are to launch an overlay of a legislative map, state by state, who's introducing what bill and what legislation, because we can go through all of this, but I've also learned if we don't force a change at a legislative level, and we get a vote for this stuff, so know what's out there. We're going to do a legislative map tonight. And then the next overlay we're going to do are the five worst cities that are where the utilities are raising the highest. So people can see where they are. And hopefully the next one, we want to list like the five top people you can network with, because there's some overall very large groups that can give you tips, and what the five top tips are to ask your city council. So each week we'll do a different layer with different information. Hopefully that it gets out to them that they can practice in their own backyard. And because many of them will call, what questions do we ask? Or many of them are just frankly asking a question and they're being shut down and they're being escorted out.
Yeah, that to me is a very striking and anti-small-d democratic thing, where they're like, yep, you can't ask a question about the data center. You can't ask us about our decision. You can't ask us about the NDAs. I think that is some horse shit that people will not put up with.
They're not. And we're all watching this now together as it elevates and elevates. And so we're going to just give them more information to see. And look, you know, I think the thing that frustrates me here, and I've talked for decades about this, infrastructure, infrastructure, infrastructure. You know, we're adding on to infrastructure that's already 200 years old. We're setting ourselves up for failure when there's other solutions out there. I think that's what I don't understand. And you can look at many other countries and they have regulations they're talking about, and some countries have already done it in steel tubular systems that are soundproof with the little holes. They're at the bottom of the ocean. You know, we were even playing around and jumped on AI, and AI said where you're building these data centers in America is the last place they should go. And so there's other technologies. Why are we not using it?
For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Most people don't realize how much of their personal information is being bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions, pulling details about you from public records and the internet, then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, and even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, all backed by 24/7 US-based fraud support. Other companies might just sell credit monitoring or just a VPN. Aura gives you all of it, together, at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/ready. Protect yourself now at aura.com/ready.
My favorite story is that China has more regulation of the placement of data centers than America.
That is correct.
Which blows my damn mind, because China is supposedly the reason we have to build 7,000 data centers, you know, in the next 6 months all across the state of Florida. It's nuts.
And there is restrictions, serious regulations. And yep. It's not going to be on top of schools. It's not going to be on top of residents. It's not going to be on top of hospitals. And, you know, data centers have been here for a long time because we've all been on Google and everything else.
Sure.
But normally they're smaller within the suburban areas. What's happening now is this outreach into the rural areas.
Yep.
And they need that land because they're so big, and they are building it on top of daycares, high schools, nursing homes, hospitals. I mean, what would we possibly be thinking? And, you know, I'm getting more and more reports that are disturbing. I'm going to go out there and vet them of ranchers reporting for data centers that are up and running. They haven't had a live birth in years. What are we thinking?
That noise and bad water quality.
Constant.
Would be my guesses.
And I think the noise is getting, and I'm more and more people worried about the EMF. I mean, you're talking massive amounts of energies coming off of here.
Yep.
And by God, we are energy. We are people. We are humans. We do respond to these things.
We are a complicated electrochemical machine, as they say.
Yeah, and we all know these data centers will probably be obsolete 3 to 5 years. And
that was just what I was about to ask you. As technology keeps going and getting better all the time, the gigantic footprint of these data centers, what's going to happen when they're obsolete? What's going to happen when quantum computing breaks through? What's going to happen? It strikes me that this is, like, this race to do all this capital expenditure to build these data centers is they're going to spend everything they've got and do all this damage for something they know is going to fundamentally change in the next couple of years.
And that's what I think a lot of people don't understand. So what is the real rush? What is it you're really after? You know, I've watched for 30 years, like we all have. We keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And we're famous for putting the cart before the horse. And I think what's amazing about the people showing up is they're going to put a pause on that. And you don't really have a plan for what happens if and when these will be obsolete. And we know. But what you will have left in your wake will be destruction of land, farming, water, health, property values. So that's a road to nowhere. So I hope we figure this out and we get more and more stops and more legislation.
Yeah.
What are we doing? The stakes are too high and we're going to have to reconvene.
So Aaron, where can people go online to get involved in this process and to give you reports on what's happening in their communities?
So it's the BrockovichDataCenter.com, and people have put in their submissions. They come to me. And they all, I read each one. Listen, these 2.50 readers have gone to about a 10. I'm like, oh, my eyes. But I want them, when they get to the map, you know, at the top bar, there's stats. Mm-hmm. Take a look at them. That's where you'll find the legislative map, which is going up tonight. That's where you'll see the overlay. I mean, and again, it's just shock. I'm visual. But I think a lot of us are visual. And so you can just move through the map and each day, each week, check in, because there can be another update, another upgrade, a stat change, where you can learn about legislation, what states are doing what you can do. I am seeing more and more pauses. But so it's a place for them to go. And again, we're going to put up some of the better, not the better, because they're all good, bigger.
Right.
Organizations where we can start networking with each other.
Terrific.
And learning from each other. But, you know, at this point, I have to say, I have mayors reaching out to me. I have city council members reaching out to me. What do we do? And I'm like, you're mayor. If you don't know what to do, maybe you should be mayor.
You're in charge, chief. You got elected.
We can get me everywhere at once. But they're concerned, and I don't think they know how to handle, and I don't think they expect. I think there's too much pressure. There's too much money at stake, and they want to bring something in good for the community. But the community is at such an uprising. There's a serious conflict. And for me, my best advice is going to be for anybody out there. These are your constituents. Hear them. Listen to them. That is the best thing that you can do, because this isn't a one-off. This is a very big deal, and this is all of it.
It's a big fight. And well, Aaron, thank you so much for leading this big fight. And folks, BrockovichDataCenter.com is where you can go to both report data center activity in your area, and also to get involved with groups and organizations and folks around your area that can help you fight back. Aaron, I am so grateful for you coming on the show today. Thank you so very much. Folks, this has been the Lincoln Project Podcast. Do me a big favor, as I mentioned in the beginning, like and subscribe. If you're on the Apple Podcast app, click that follow key. Thank you again, and we will see you next time.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price, void in Florida.